the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Marriage Unhindered. I'm your host, Doug Hinderer. I'm here to help you live married life as God intended it and to give you some help in those areas where you might be struggling. Bottom line, this show is designed to help you sanctify your marriage. Marriage is a path to holiness. No marriage can last long without forgiveness. And I want to talk just briefly about two couples that I worked with, one of which the wife had had two affairs, and the husband was able to forgive her and move on. Now, that was a tough journey. We had some really emotionally intense sessions. There was some cussing and swearing and anger, and there was a lot of tears and shame, but the husband was able to forgive, and they were able to pick up the pieces and rebuild the marriage and get it to an even stronger place than it had been before, because they both appreciated what they had lost or almost lost. The husband was able to forgive, and it worked. And another couple I worked with where the husband had had a short-term affair, lasted a couple of months, 30 years ago, he had an affair, and the wife still had not been able to forgive him. And we worked a lot on forgiveness, and the wife couldn't get there. 30 years, the old man by now, sleeping in a different bedroom. Now, you know, they weren't divorced, but they sure weren't married. They certainly didn't have a marriage because the wife could not get to the point of forgiveness. And so forgiveness is just so critical. And I think here's the most important thing that we need to appreciate as Catholics, as Christians, that forgiveness is not optional. It's a commandment. Christ never said, well, forgive the ones you feel like, or forgive these and not those. It was a commandment. And I don't know how many times in your life you've said the Our Father, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times, perhaps. And in there, you know, we say, forgive us as we forgive others. You know, turn that around. What we're saying to God is, listen, if I don't practice forgiveness, I'm not going to ask you for it either. I don't expect to get it from you if I don't give it. And that's kind of scary. If we look at St. Matthew's Gospel, 6th chapter, right after Jesus gives us the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, he follows it up immediately with this. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. That's a pretty scary thing. That makes it really clear. That's pretty black and white. So let's reword that a little bit. If I could take some liberties here, put it in context of marriage. If you forgive your spouse his or her transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive your spouse, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. That brings it closer to home, right? That takes it out of the theoretical, forgive others, into the very specific, forgive the person that you're married to. A few chapters later in Matthew, we read, then Peter approached him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. Let's reword that one. And then Peter, approaching, asked him, Lord, if my spouse sins against me, how often must I forgive him or her? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. Go on to the Gospel of Mark, 11th chapter. Our Lord says, when you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions. Well, let's put this in a context of marriage. When you stand to pray, forgive your spouse against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions. This whole idea of stand to pray, right? When do we stand to pray? Well, we do that at Mass every Sunday. And I think, you know, the message is if we're gonna go to Mass, we probably need to forgive our spouse from the bottom of our heart, because there we are to pray, and we need forgiveness for our prayers to be heard. And then in Luke's Gospel, 6th chapter, Jesus said to his disciples, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Well, let's put this into context of marriage. Jesus said to his disciples, be merciful just as your Father's merciful. Stop judging your spouse and you will not be judged. Stop condemning your spouse and you will not be condemned. Forgive your spouse and you will be forgiven. All right. And then finally, take a look at St. Luke's Gospel, 17th chapter. Our Lord says, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. Let's reword that one. Be on your guard. If your spouse sins, rebuke him or her. If he or she repents, forgive him or her. And if he or she wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him or her. So I don't mean to beat the dead horse, but there are a lot of places in Scripture that deal with this idea of forgiveness, and all of which establish the fact that it is not optional for us. And so we need to take that really quite seriously. Here's the plain truth. No one gives us more opportunity to practice forgiveness than our spouse. No one. We're not as vulnerable with anyone else in the world as we are with our spouse. We have given him or her our entire heart, our entire life. And that makes us very vulnerable to their defects. No marriage can survive, much less thrive, without forgiveness. But we are so vulnerable to our spouse because we have committed everything. We've staked our entire life, all our happiness, our entire future, and our spouse makes us very vulnerable. Problem is, we've done that. We've given all of that power to someone who's flawed and will get it wrong sometimes. And here's where the problem lies. It's part of our human nature, right? That when we are hurt, our natural tendency is to even the score, to get even. And we want to balance the ledger. In our mind, we maintain a ledger of merit. I keep score of my hurts. And if you hurt me, let's say at a level of 4, whatever, however you define that, therefore I get to give you 4 units of pain to balance, you know, in exchange. And then we'll be even. So you hurt me to a 4, I get to hurt you to a 4. And then we're even. And then we tend to think, you know, I'm not going to let go of this pain until we are even. So I keep a running total. Well, you hurt me this morning at a 4, and then you hurt me a little bit later at a 2. Now I'm up to 6, and then now you hurt me, you said a couple of these things at a 1, and then you kind of rolled your eyes. That's a 1. So now I'm up to 9. I owe you 9 pieces of pain. And then we'll be even, and then we'll get back to the start, get back to the beginning. One of the problems with that is we tend to always overestimate my pain and underestimate your pain. So I'm always feeling that I'm in a one down position, right? And plus that's Old Testament eye for an eye stuff, right? And our Lord came to show us a better way. He taught us to forgive our enemies, to turn the other cheek. And if we're called to forgive our enemies, how much more so the person that God brought into our life, who he's asked us to love unconditionally and forever, right? Forgiveness liberates us from the enslavement to anger and resentment. And I think that word enslavement is the right word. We become slaves to our own anger and our own resentment. We literally lose our human freedom when we become enslaved to ongoing anger. You know, we become obsessively preoccupied with the past hurt. And this is exactly what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to continue to focus on the pain and on the person who caused it. He wants us to focus on that person's defects. If he can get us to focus on the pain, he can get us to do things like end the marriage, like get in a big fight, cause hard feelings, right? He can lead us down the path that takes us away from our Lord, right? So liberate yourself from that slavery. Forgiveness liberates us from the slavery to the past. So when we continue to remember this hurt that happened in the past is never in the past. It never stays there. It keeps dropping in to the present. Every time we remember the injury, our pain gets relived again and again and again. The past that you cannot change, you keep reliving. And that just brings you down this rabbit hole of preoccupation with the hurt. No good comes from reliving the injury and the pain. It's a lot like just carrying a heavy weight on our shoulders every day. This weight of anger, this weight of resentment just cripples us. And we're just dragging this weight with us. And the crazy thing is we don't have to carry the weight. We can just toss it off of our shoulders anytime we want. We can just say, boom, I'm done with this, and get rid of that weight and be liberated. And now we can lighten our step because I've gotten rid of that anger and that resentment, right? And now I can get on with my life. Joy has been reestablished, right? Love and friendship can be restored. And this is the goal of all marriages, is to heal and restore friendships, to really develop, to really nurture, to really, you know, cultivate this friendship and this kindness between us. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that. I'm not going to let anything rob me of this desire to have you be my best and deepest friend. And even though you've said some things sometimes that have hurt me, not going to let that get in the way of our friendship, right? I'm going to forgive you and restore you to this high dignity of my friend and my spouse. And I think the final thing it says, it draws us closer to Christ. It's a really powerful way to imitate Christ. The better job we do of forgiving, the better job we do of imitating Christ. This entire episode of Marriage Unhindered is on the updated Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers.